here at CU Direct's Drive 19 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And with me is Haley Middleton. No relation to the princess, I am assuming?
Not, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
<It's>
well,
<okay.
laughs> you got the name anyway. So
exactly.
Good stuff. All right, you are CU Direct's product director, and you have a session tomorrow called Data Driven Insights. You can't swing a cat these days without talking about data. So what's going to happen in this session? Tell us.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I am a huge data geek. I love data.
Okay.
I love actionable insights. And so that's a lot of what we're going to talk about.
All right.
It's a lot of, you know, there's so much data out there, but people can start at home. And that's the big thing, I think, especially with credit unions, because you know so much about your members and you know so much about your staff and kind of the efficiencies. So, you know, before you feel like you need to go get third-party data, public data, anything like that, let's hone in on what you already have and make that efficient and make your teams more efficient by just kind of providing the right level of transparency that then they can pass on to their members as well.
Okay.
Because if, you know, your teams are more efficient, then the members' experience is going to be better, right? Because if you have a faster turn time, members are going to be happier and they're going to continually come back and say, hey, this was a great process. You know, let's continue to go through there. So definitely have some takeaways more on the business side, starting from the staff level with getting some top level buy-in, but, you know, really kind of driving your insights just by providing the right level of transparency with the data that you already have.
When working with credit unions, where are they in this process? Because a lot of folks are still on the fence. There are some that are deep into it, and there are others that are like, data, oh my gosh, it's very intimidating. So where are they when you're talking to credit unions? Where are they and how are you guys helping them out?
I mean, I think exactly that. They are kind of the whole gamut. So I also oversee a platform called Lending Insights, which is loan portfolio management, which we help credit unions kind of bring all of their data and look at their portfolio and kind of centralize it for them. But, you know, without that, there's ancillary data sources, and it may not be the cleanest data, which is understandable. And so that's kind of what I want to get across with my session, especially is, you know, we understand it's not perfect just yet. So rather than going and getting new stuff to make it even worse, you know, start with what you've
got. Another layer.
Exactly. And start small and, you know, start to iterate, and you're going to make mistakes, and that's completely okay. You know, some credit unions are super advanced. They already have a whole data division with data scientists and everything, which is amazing. So if they're there, keep going along with it. But don't feel like you have to jump on that cart tomorrow. You know, get what you can right, and then, you know, put that in your strategic plan and move forward.
Because I've heard that credit unions have more data on their members than Amazon has on their consumers. So
I'm not surprised by
take that.
That.
I mean, that's some pretty powerful stuff
that
credit unions use.
Yeah, and I think that's a really powerful thing to think about as well, is that you have kind of the behavioral insights that maybe we're not tapping into just yet, right? And so you can start to look at, okay, how's my member performing in this portion of their portfolio? Can we help them make their life easier by maybe refinancing something, or, you know, you're starting to look at their portfolio and say, maybe they're up for a lease soon, or they need a new car because they know that their children are coming of age of getting a license. And so kind of having that behavioral side of things is something that I think credit unions need to start taking advantage of, and hopefully we can help them with that.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to ask you, why is this stuff so significant? And I think I think you just answered it.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's honestly one of those things where it kind of comes to that, our new age of things of show me you know me without making it too weird.
Yeah.
You know,
don't
and
be creepy.
Exactly. Don't be creepy. But, you know, I think we have that ability, especially with the type of data that we have at CU Direct, as well as what our credit unions have. So just helping them utilize it in the right way to be able to make that member experience so much stronger.
No doubt. And that's what we're all looking for, that perfect member experience, which makes that word of mouth, go to the neighbors, your families, all that type of stuff, big stuff. All right, where do we go from here? What's the plan for the rest of 2019? Where are we going?
Well, I mean, for CU Direct, we've got some huge plans. So seeing over Lending Insights as well as kind of enterprise data and analytics, you know, we're starting to create an end-to-end platform, lending solution that basically allows from shopping all the way through fulfillment, we can provide that entire experience. And one of the big things that I want to bring to this organization as well as to our credit unions is being able to have data and analytics in one centralized location so that everyone can tap into it and get these types of data insights, get the actionable insights that they can actually run from one system to the next without having any type of disruption. So we're really working towards that, and we're excited about
it. Good stuff. Good message to end on. And I have to say that Kate Middleton, the princess, does not know data like you know data.
She might not, but I'll make up for her.
Good stuff. All right, Haley, thank you so much.
Well
done.